Here's your classroom pledge of the week, thanks to Mrs. Vella's fourth grade at Brown Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Profanity-spewing parrots given a second chance at the British Zoo.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by the Wheatland Bank.
Great news. Producer Steve just liked today's listener letter.
Oh, nice.
So that is exciting. That's coming up. So if Steve liked it, I have a feeling it's going to be good.
I always like the listener letter, Kevin.
Thank you, Steve. Well, I just saw it. It just popped up as I was getting ready to read the news. I saw Producer Steve liked your post. Yeah. So thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
You're a good man.
Yeah.
Now this. Steve, what part of the world are you from?
Part of the world?
Yep.
I would say Midwest.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you believe your accent is sexy?
Oh, baby. So generic and sexy.
Do you feel like you have any sort of an accent?
Certain words, yeah.
Such as? Could you give us one?
The one that comes to mind all the time is like socks. I can't even do it. Sacker.
Soccer.
But yeah. That's over-exaggerating.
Sacker.
But the way I say soccer sometimes.
Mm.
Soccer. Oh, you do have a little bit of it. Yeah. I could hear just a tiny bit. That's the first time I've ever really noticed it.
Yeah. Coffee is also one sometimes.
You want to say caffy?
Caffy, yeah.
You have the sixth most sexy accent in the U.S.
Yeah. There are people who are like in the city of Chicago who have very thick Chicago accents.
Oh, they can. And they put Chicago at number 8.
Oh,
Chicago. Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm guessing that's Midwestern is probably going to be more of the, like a mix of the Minnesotan that comes in at number 9?
They're like a couple hundred miles away from the, the New York one, Kevin. They're just, it's thinned out a little bit.
Gotcha.
As you go west. Yeah, because by the time you get to the Midwest, there's only a few words. Caffy.
Mm-hmm.
Even gotcha. When they say okay. Chicago, it's like it's not as thick as that once you get to Chicago.
And it's very confusing for me because the Boston accent, the Chicago accent, mm-hmm. to me are kind of the same.
Okay.
But they aren't they?
I think Boston's thicker than Chicago.
For sure.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just more extreme. It's
yeah,
the
on
same
more words.
Sound just more extreme in Boston. Less extreme in Chicago.
Like, if you ever hear Mark Wahlberg doing his actual accent,
oh, yeah,
you'll man. Be like, oh, whoa.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
It is.
You know
thick.
What's sexy, though, is that Minnesotan accent. Boy, oh, boy. Hey there.
Number 9.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure, there.
Number 9, the Minnesotan accent.
You don't say there.
Oofta.
Oh, oofta.
Oh, man, there. That's really something.
Can you imagine you give her your first kiss and she's just like, oofta.
I was talking to my mom and sister. My wife and I were driving last weekend, and so it was through the car. And yeah. my mom and sister are on the phone. My wife and I are on the phone. And my sister in particular, now they lived in Minnesota, grew up in Minnesota, et cetera, moved away for 25 years-ish.
Yeah.
Moved back, and when my sister moved back, it all came back. She said,
oh, is that right?
She was talking, and my wife and I looked at each other like, whoa.
She's got it thick again.
Yeah, for sure.
What about your mom?
Not so much. No.
Okay.
No. But my sister, she's like, hey there, we got about half an hour yet before we got to go to church, so.
That's funny.
And I thought, whoa, what happened?
I guess just too much of her life was there.
It was there. It was kind of there from the beginning. Then you come back and you pick back up on it. And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't they say that if you like travel somewhere too, you kind of pick up on that accent? Maybe if you're
I don't know, Kevin, has that ever happened to us?
Good Lord. Jay is so bad at this, Steve. Not bad. I mean, he's good at it. Depends on how you look at it.
Oh, it's bad, I think.
Jay will, wherever we are, if they've got an accent, especially South,
mm-hmm.
We get Nashville. It isn't long before he's starting to get
hey,
a little twang.
Hey, y'all, Stan and Shay. Hey, yeah. guys, how
yeah,
are we doing?
Before he gets a little twang in him.
I'm like, what is happening?
Okay.
Yeah. It just kind of takes over, huh?
It
he
does.
Just mimics, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Not so much for me. Kevin, I don't know why. I don't know what that is.
Kevin just asked to ask what they're saying. There's so many times he's like, what did they say? I don't know
the
what they
top
said.
Five sexiest accents. Are you ready for them?
Yeah, let me get the drummer. Hey!
And I feel like these are very specific one sex or the other.
Okay.
Boston. I feel like that only is for men.
That only talk like that?
Yeah, that only it seems sexier.
Or it seems sexier, I see.
For a man than it does for a woman.
Yeah, right? You might be right on that one.
Number four, Texan.
Ooh, with a drawl, with a real kind of slow.
Now that one I think can go for both, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do kind of have
number
their own.
Number three,
yeah.
And I don't know what this accent sounds like, Californian.
Oh my gosh, Kevin, you don't know what it is?
I mean, I don't know. California is the melting pot of America. So I feel like there's so many accents. I don't know what the Californian accent is.
That is a weird one. I've never heard it before, no.
Yeah, let's just discredit it.
Yeah.
You ever see that SNL skit where they do, it's called like the Californians and they're...
No, I haven't.
What do they do?
Check it out. They're talking, I don't know.
In a California accent?
Yeah.
Does it sound like a Valley Girl kind of thing or no?
Maybe some of the voices. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I'd have to watch it again.
Yeah, it's just wild because there's, again.
I would never suggest that they have an accent.
Yeah. Number two, the New York accent.
Oh, so sexy.
The New Yorkers. And the number one most attractive accent in America goes to Southern.
Yeah, that one I think is pretty obvious.
I mean, it's the winner always.
Yeah. Except for, like I told you this weekend, depending on the person.
Yeah.
Like, I know, you know, our friend Amy, she's from Nashville, and she's very, I mean, she sounds so, like, Kentucky, super thick kind of, hey, y'all, everything's real, real thick.
Right.
Maybe it's because it's what she's saying, not how she's saying.
Well, and I think, Jay, just imagine the words she says, and they are choice.
Uh-huh. They're special.
Imagine... if she did those in like a Boston or a Midwestern,
very
it wouldn't
rough.
Be as good. It comes across with a Southern accent. It almost eases it up a little bit.
It's more poetic for sure. Yeah. Less harsh. Boston, definitely the most harsh, I feel like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I feel like I met a Boston lady and she talked like that. It would really intimidate me.
I think you're a Minnesotan talking like that just doesn't sound that intimidating.
I have an aunt who's from Boston, and
I thought that was the end of it.
That's it.
I thought he was just like, I have an aunt that's from Boston. Thank you, Steve.
Well, now that's it.
Well, now
I have an aunt from Marysville.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You ever get the frozen one with the mocha where they squeeze the chocolate on the inside? You ever get that one?
Yeah, I get those.
Yeah, treat yourself today.
Kevin James.
Yeah.
You deserve
it. I definitely will.
Yeah, you deserve it.
I kick Kevin's butt.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
While we wait for Kevin's return, I want to let you know that we have a secret sound winner yesterday afternoon. Jim went ahead and gave away $929.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was awesome. So congratulations. I can't tell you the secret sound because it's still a secret.
It's still a secret?
Yeah, if you missed it, it's still a secret, guys.
How is it still a secret?
The original Jay and Kevin secret sound.
What's that sound?
Means big winners.
For $929, Anissa, what is the secret sound?
Is it adjusting the arms of like an office chair?
Congratulations!
Oh my gosh. Wow, we're buying a house. That will be very helpful.
Enjoy the money. Enjoy the new house you're going to be buying. And thank you for listening to Coyote Country.
Thank you.
The original Jay and Kevin secret sound, powered by Curb Records. Only on Spokane and North Idaho's country leader, the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Adjusting the arms on an office chair. In fact, the one I'm standing next to. It's right here, yep. Guys. It's right. Hold on. Let me move it over. It's right.
It's hard to duplicate the noise every time.
Yeah. That's why we video it. But anyway, the video is posted up on the socials. You'll see it. So, yeah, that was it. So, congratulations. Anissa was buying a house. How about that for timing-wise?
That's great. Mm-hmm. And I know what that money is going to be spent on. Jay, if you won just under $1,000 and you were buying a house, what would you spend it on?
Oh, boy. I have, you know what, Kevin? I really don't know. Taxes?
I don't know. What an absolutely boring answer.
I mean, I thought that's where you're trying to lead me to. I was like,
no.
I mean, furnishings, I would imagine. Or
yeah, I was going to feel like, you know, a guy you would maybe want to find something like, well, putting extra outlets in the garage.
Oh, or, that'd be a good one. Yeah,
something
yeah,
guy-like.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the correct, I feel like any woman who wins that is going to say, well, now we have extra money for furniture. Because that one room, we don't really.
I know.
I feel like furniture is going to be the answer.
I think that is the right answer. Some sort of furnishings of some sort, lamps, you know, furniture, yeah. You know, chair, table. Something's going to be purchased for the new house. And congratulations.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, hold on. I gotta wipe the mess off of this one. Okay, we're ready. Good morning, guys. I work with my ex-wife and my girlfriend. Yep, this is not an ideal situation, but it's 100% my daily reality. We've been dating for almost a year. My ex and I got married when we were very young, and I wasn't the best husband. We've been divorced now for 3 years. We get along okay. My girlfriend started working with us a year ago, and I fell for her right away. It hasn't been until the last few months that she started to become friends with my ex. They work together a lot. I have told my girlfriend that I wasn't a good husband, but that I've grown up. Now the thing is that my ex and her hang out a lot, and my ex is telling her about the way I was in our marriage. I own it all, but I also have changed, so why does it matter now? I tell my girlfriend that I'm no longer that person, and she says, yeah, I believe you, but I'm starting to feel like it's getting in her head and affecting our relationship. How can I improve this situation? It's not like I can tell her to stop talking to my ex, or is that exactly what I need to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 509-441-0999 is the phone number to call or text. A lot of texters saying, quit your job, run away. Then there's some real advice on there.
I mean, again, that would be great if it could be real.
I mean, yeah. He's right. He said it right there. It's not the ideal situation.
It is not. And I'm assuming, let's just assume it's a job that they all like.
Sure, yeah. I think we just go by, you have to go by what it's at its face value. If he said he hated his job, well, then the solution's right. Easy. Boy, a lot of people just saying, you know what? Actions speak louder than words. Keep being the kind of person you want to be, and she'll figure it out on her own.
Over time, she's going to realize that.
Right.
Evie says this. Yes, I think you need to start by telling your girlfriend who she may or may not speak to. Then it won't matter because she won't be your girlfriend.
That's hilarious.
She did bring up this point, though. She said, have you ever owned your behavior to your ex?
This is a good point.
You say that you own it,
yeah.
But have you ever sincerely apologized for how you treated her and acted in your marriage?
You know what? Billy said the same thing on the text line, Kevin. Just get them together, though. Like, do it in front of each other.
Yeah.
I wasn't that great to her.
I was bad. I didn't do things right.
Yeah.
I think that could go a long way to being like, yeah, I was not a good husband back then, but I'm a different guy now.
My dad always used to say, if you own up to it in front of the people that you should own up to it in front of, that takes away all the ammunition, then there's nothing to fight about.
And I think that makes it a lot easier. And then maybe the ex-wife doesn't say stuff anymore.
Yeah, because there's nothing to talk about. Everybody knows.
A little bit, or,
yeah, everyone knows.
Yeah. It's not a good situation. There are a lot of people just saying, wow, this is why we don't date people that we work with. Also true.
Yeah, or work with your ex, et cetera, blah, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
I do find it funny that Rick asked AI what, you know, he should do, and then it listed a whole thing on Facebook. Did you see that?
I have not seen that yet.
He asked AI to answer it.
Yeah, and there's a whole list here of what should be done.
What should I do, Steve?
Oh, it's a whole list, Kevin. There's like five things, and they're each like a paragraph.
Well, let's hear a couple of them, Steve.
I'll just give you the
number one one.
Main things here. Mm-hmm. Open and honest communication is number one, and then there's an explanation. Do you want me to read the explanation?
It's pretty long.
No, I mean, I think we can understand. Okay. Open and honest.
Yeah, set boundaries, focus on the present, encourage a direct conversation, seek couples therapy.
Huh.
Those were the five main things.
That's why AR doesn't date.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
A faux pas in St. Mary's. They could have maybe made him the world's largest, but he has no feet.
Yeah, that's weird. Is that because...
His legs just go into the ground.
Huh.
Kind of weird. He's a footless Paul Bunyan.
Kevin James.
Is that because Walt Worthy has all of them?
Walt Worthy has his feet. He has square feet. Steve, that's a very local joke.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a very local joke, Steve.
It really is.
Very local. Get up on the local jokes, yeah. Steve.
How local is it?
We will qualify someone for the prize today for the month of May coming up in just about 5 minutes here. Yeah, your chance to qualify to win today's prize, which is Riley Green tickets and a $100 gift card. Entertainment news is brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. You know, when the celebrities talk about their schedules, it's not like I necessarily have sympathy for them, maybe empathy a little bit for their travel schedules, because it is crazy. And there was a Jelly Roll was talking about Lainey Wilson's travel schedule.
Yeah.
Because he said nobody is working harder than Lainey Wilson. It's like, you know, people are always like, oh, you know, it must be great to be a celebrity. But he's like, the schedule is grueling. And again, they're not asking for sympathy, but he gave an example. It's like Lainey Wilson on the day of the CMA Awards show. She had a 5 a.m. flight, got to her layover, flight got delayed, 5 hour delay. It's always fun. Shows up at the award show. She's running to the award show because she knows she's late. And he said, well, do you get to sleep in tomorrow? No, I have a 4 a.m. flight. And then I have a corporate show at 3 in the afternoon. Then I have to fly to another city for the concert that night.
Yeah, that's busy.
So, you know, you leave at 4 a.m., you have a midday concert, and then fly to another city for a night concert after flying to Nashville for the award show. So, again, it's just one of those deals where you're like, yeah, man, that's...
It might be one of those where you go, no one has a crazier schedule. It's always weird when they say works harder, because then some people are like, well...
Yeah, you're singing for a living, I mean, and you're making a lot of money.
Blank for a living.
Which is fair, yeah.
I dig a ditch.
Yeah.
We always say that someone's out there digging ditches. How many people are actually digging ditches?
In America, not that many.
And if they are, it's with a backhoe.
Yeah, not with a shovel, yeah. Yeah, I find that. It would be, I feel like, not as... productive to just be using a shovel, you know.
Yeah, that'd be really dumb.
Yeah, but it is weird to look at their schedule sometimes. It is rather hectic, yeah.
And that's what after a while, when they get to a chance where they've made enough money, they kind of go,
they want
to
slow down.
You know what? I'm going to chill a little bit. I'm not going to do this as hard as I was doing.
Exactly, yeah.
It makes sense.
Careful what you wish for. All right, Steve, what do you got for us?
So this was on, you know, Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce, they do a little podcast together.
Sure.
And they were chatting, I guess it was in yesterday's episode or the day before, about anniversary gifts. Because Jason, who's married to Kylie Kelce, was a month overdue on an anniversary gift.
Oh, no.
So dang. They were discussing that and how, you know, there's like the silver and the gold anniversaries, you know, what to get, that type of thing. And apparently for, I think it's a 6-year.
Yeah, they were married in 2018, yep.
That it's something iron is like the gift.
Okay.
So Travis goes to Jason apparently, just get her a sword.
Sword.
It's a great gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
very useful.
Yeah.
Always buy your wife a weapon.
Yeah. I guess Jason. Jason already has something, even though he's late. But he said that might be better than what I have. So.
A sword.
Yeah. Also, how interesting choice. How are you late on a anniversary gift? I don't think you get to be that.
I don't know. I think it was
unless it's agreed upon.
He was traveling that day or something, or they had that live show that they did in Cincinnati. I don't know. Something.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, there gets to be those exceptions when it's like, yeah, by the way, I was playing in the NFL and I was busy and now I'll take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, but again, that's an agreed upon thing. You can't just be 100%, late. Yeah, yes. You have to actually have that conversation. Yeah.
You're right, Jay. That has to be something that we both understand how this is going to go.
By the way, text in now if you've ever purchased a sword for your spouse for any reason.
Do you do that like
by swords?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What?
No, the the whatever associated with the year is, like gold.
I don't think
silver.
I've ever done it. Mm-mm, I don't think I've ever done that.
Okay.
Well, plus some of them are done. I'm looking at the list and you go, well, like for six, yeah, the traditional is iron, modern wood objects.
Okay.
All right. I'll whittle you a stick. And then amethyst is the gemstone. So, you know, I've never really done it. I see for the modern gift for a seventh anniversary is a desk set. Boy.
A desk set?
That would go over well.
Wow.
I mean.
Suddenly a sword does seem cool.
Thank you, Kevin.
That does seem better.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be way better.
Man. I mean, some of that stuff could be pricey.
Or
it's the thought that counts if you make it. I mean,
you want to make a sword?
No, not make a sword.
Oh.
a desk set.
Make a desk set. I mean, if you're that crafty, I'm sure you could probably make some cool stuff.
Yeah.
If I made a desk set, it would look like nothing close to a desk set.
That is very true.
But it's the thought that counts.
Yeah, right? That's it.
Oh, cool.
No? Okay.
People would come in, see your wife's desk set. Oh, that's sweet. Did one of the students make it for you?
No kidding. Was that from one of the kindergartners?
Did one of the kindergartners make that?
No, that's my husband. Looks great.
Looks great.
Looks really good, yeah. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Kevin?
How is he doing after the accident? Let's finish with this today. I'm actually going to go to, I have two quick dating things.
Okay.
Cher says she avoided dating Elvis back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Because she said, you know, our paths crossed and it was, you know, I was nervous and I knew of the people around him and I wasn't, it wasn't that they were bad people. It's just that I was kind of nervous of his reputation.
I mean, that's fair.
And I'm really shy when I'm not working and, you know, kind of shy around men. And the reason, she says, the reason I've always gone out with younger men is because, well, men my age now are all dead. And she said, before that, they were just always terrified to approach me. And the younger men weren't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but she says, yeah, the Elvis thing, close, but no cigar.
Is that like in the 60s probably? So yeah, she was probably 20.
Yeah, could you imagine Cher and Elvis?
No, that was quite a
group.
Yeah.
And not being able to imagine it, Benny Blanco, who is like a singer, producer, he's dating Selena Gomez.
Okay.
And he was talking about it on Today's Show yesterday where he's just like, I honestly wake up every day and I look in the mirror and I'm like, how did this happen? That is Selena Gomez.
Yeah, we're all like, wondering
how
that.
Am I,
yeah.
Like, how am I dating Selena Gomez? And then he
goes, funny.
And then I just think, okay, I'm going to, his actual quote. But until anyone figures it out,
until anyone figures it
good
out.
Good on him.
Yeah.
I
say the same thing every day when I wake up, Kevin.
Is that right?
Yeah.
When you wake up, Kevin.
About, why are you in my bed?
You have no idea what our relationship's like, Steve.
Go. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm going to do 250 shows or 200 shows. Yeah. I mean, that's just a lot of shows. It's hard on your body and it's hard on your life.
It is. And it's...
Kevin James.
Just like drinking 2 liters of Orange Crush.
I would say it's a lot like that, Steve. It's a lot.
200 dates.
200 dates across the country is a lot like drinking a 2-liter bottle of Orange
Crush. It's nearly the same.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We've got email. We've got email. Got email. Got email. We've got email.
On the air at jnkevin.com. That's how you get us an email. It's pretty simple. You can always shoot us a text, too, at 509-441-0999. Lots of ways to get a hold of us. Kevin, you want to kick us off today?
Sure, I can kick us off for sure.
Why don't you kick us off?
I wasn't here Monday, so I don't know exactly what happened on Monday.
No, neither do we.
With Beat the Show, but I know we have a thank you.
Mm. Oh.
This one says, thank you and morning. Our daughter is on her senior trip in Switzerland. She paid for it all by herself.
Oh, wow.
She's having a blast,
holy
but she
smokes.
Got a bit homesick.
Mm-hmm.
So we got her on the phone for our family tradition of Beat the Show today.
Oh.
You could hear her voice cheer up immediately. Thanks for being a part of our family and, like, you know, part of home.
Oh.
Her name is Malia, and she's from Bonner's Ferry, and this is her business Instagram. They sent us the message from a page called Small Town Kids.
Oh, that's cool.
Trying to click on it. Why can't I?
Well, just use your index finger and then just.
No, it won't work.
Oh. I'm on, picture.
I'm on Facebook, and of course, it won't go to the stupid
Facebook.
How are you owned by the same company, but you can't figure out how to? Here it is. It's going to Instagram now.
Okay, there you go.
Just had to find the right. What do these small town kids do?
She was on the phone with us when we played.
That's what it sounded like.
Well,
yeah.
There was somebody in. I thought somebody was in the car, but maybe they were on the phone.
It could be both, because it says here, small town kids. We are three kids hand making our Narbar lotion bars.
I've seen
natural
those.
Candles and soaps, paying our way in life and opening doors for other kids.
Dang.
Visit our shop, smalltownkids.com. Smalltown-kids.com.
Really?
And where is this?
Bonner's Ferry.
Oh, wow.
Do you know where that is?
No. I've heard of it, though.
Beautiful little spot.
Oh, that is pretty cool. I like this. I just went to the website.
Yeah.
I've seen
nice
these.
Stuff.
Wait, these are all made by these kids?
That's what it sounds like.
Dang, bro. Well, yeah, that was nice. They must have had, maybe there was somebody in the car and somebody on the phone. We've got email. I remember them. They won. Email.
Well, good job.
Did they not have like an 8-year-old or something in the car, Steve? Am I remembering this correctly? An 8 or a 9-year-old?
Yeah, that was different though, I thought.
Was it? Maybe, yeah.
Is this, they were playing Beat the Show or they were just listening like on the app?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they didn't play Beat the Show.
Maybe they're just listening.
It's hard to say. Yeah, she said we got her on the phone.
Well, they could have been playing,
the
but not on the air.
Sounded like originally to me, but maybe was it the...
Well done.
Well, either way, Malia, thank you for listening.
Absolutely,
and have fun in Switzerland. That is awesome.
Very cool.
Talking about working for a trip and then going and enjoying.
It's got to be more enjoyable if you paid for it, does it not? Or is that just a cliche that old people say?
That might just be what old people say. I bet it would be really fun if your parents paid for it, too.
I don't know. After it started coming out of my mouth, I was like, this might be the dumbest thing I've said in a minute. I was like... Yeah, it's certainly not fun if someone else pays for it. Ah, I felt like that was something I would just, I'm going to retract. John just said, Jay, did I see you at Costco this week? Do you always use self-check there? I never have. I did use self-check, so that probably was me.
Wait, they have self-check at Costco now?
They do, Kevin, yeah.
Do you have to stack it in the boxes and stuff all on your own?
Well, they have a lot of, no, they don't. Well, do they have boxes there? I don't think so. But they have the area I've noticed where you can put it is pretty large, you know, like after you scan it. And if there's really big stuff, a lot of times some of the workers there have the little zapper gun, so they'll go ahead and zap it for you so you don't have to take it out of your cart. I don't always use self-check at Costco. Obviously, depends on the number of items I have and the line, how long the lines are. But I have done it before, and it's super smooth, so...
Okay.
And thanks for not saying hi, John. I don't know what happened there or if I was a distance away or what the deal was, but...
I wasn't sure.
So if you had the option, if they were the same amount of time, would you rather do self-checkout?
Same amount of time.
Yeah.
No. Same amount of time, I would go through the... I'd probably go through the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time.
Yeah.
Really?
But yeah, it's rarely...
Same amount of time.
It's rarely the same amount of time. That's true.
Yeah.
Any more from you, Kev?
Yeah, this one is from Blake. He says, guys, I just saw who they announced for the final headliner at the Comedy Festival, he called it. The Comedy Festival.
What is it actually
at the end
called?
Of August. I don't know. The Great Outdoor Comedy something or other.
Oh, that might be it.
He was saying, I love Shane Gillis. I think he's super funny. And I feel like the One Spokane Stadium has already made a huge impact in this town by bringing some of the biggest artists we've ever had. Is this the biggest event we've had in 3 days?
The biggest 3-day event? Oh boy, I'm trying to think of another 3-day event.
Or anything
I mean, outdoors, obviously.
I mean, has
obviously.
It already brought bigger things to Spokane than our other venues?
What about, like, the tournament?
Oh, you mean the NCAA tournament? Like yeah. the Oh, yeah, that's pretty big.
That is big.
Yeah. Technically 2 days, right?
Oh, true.
But, yeah. I mean, I don't know that we got to squeeze it down to the number of days, but I'm going to say that it is pretty... Yeah, I don't know if people are even aware how massive this thing is. It's going to pack. How many? What's the capacity for a comedian?
I don't know. We've looked this up
20,000?
10 times, and I keep saying I'm going to remember it, and I can never remember it.
I do the same thing.
The Great Outdoors Comedy Festival.
It's 5,000, but that's with seats.
Right.
15,000. Okay, that's
15,000.
That's crazy. Because yeah,
it's a good size show.
It's 5,000 bigger than the arena, which is crazy.
Okay, and so it's. You know, and night one, I believe, is Tom Segura and Bobby Lee.
Yep.
And then the next night is...
That's the Shane Gillis night.
Shane Gillis with Kelsey Cook, who is a local girl who is extremely funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's from here, but she's made it big time.
Right.
And then Sunday is Kevin Hart. And I don't remember who else is with him.
It doesn't say.
I don't
know
that it matters.
It doesn't say. It's funny.
It's Kevin Hart.
I'm looking at the advertisement at this particular juncture. All the other openers are listed. It just says Kevin Hart.
And then the other show that they have is Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson.
Correct.
Maybe not everyone's cup of tea,
but you can't
argue that that's...
Well, they're legends.
That is huge.
And you throw in the soccer, and it's like, yeah, I don't know, man. It has made a pretty big impact.
Yeah, because honestly, I just thought it was going to be something that sat over there and we used for GSL Sports and soccer. I did not realize it was going to be such an entertainment venue.
Yeah, 3 days is big.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bigger because people are like, what about Hoop Fest? Hoop Fest is 2 days.
It is. And I mean, there's nothing bigger than Hoop Fest.
No.
But this is kind of different because it's...
Well, it's got to be in a venue.
Entertainment.
It also has to be in a venue, not the whole city.
True. We can't argue Hoop Fest is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Right?
And speaking of that, one quick email about Bloomsday. Steve, did you train yesterday? Did you do any walking? What did you do? Nothing?
Did you buy pants?
Maybe today.
Oh, boy. The Big 99.